they just get up on that donkey and ride in the terror of that night. Hello, everyone, and welcome to day three of our novena to Our Lady of Sorrows. My name is Ken Yuzinski, and this is my best friend,
Janelle
Yuzinski. We're married. Comes with the last name. Anyways, thank you for joining us. We've been so blessed by your participation, whether it be on Facebook or on YouTube. It's been really amazing to see people from all over the world join us.
And I really do appreciate people sharing, you know, the intentions that you have for this novena and just, you know, mentioning the names of the people that you want to pray for. I understand, you know, sometimes some of the intentions that we have are quite personal. We don't want to necessarily share them online. That's totally okay. Just know that you're welcome to share whatever is placed on your heart in those comments. And if you're in the groups, whether it's YouTube or Facebook, please feel free to like, comment, reply, you know.
And encourage, share.
And share, yeah.
Share with the world.
Encourage one another, because I think there are a lot of heavy hearts in our group. Just a lot of people with a lot of suffering.
Question for you. Do you love your Catholic faith? Because we do. And this is why we do these videos, speaking about the sorrows and sufferings of people. The Catholic faith offers us the solutions to life's problems regarding the spiritual sufferings, the moral sufferings of the world, because the solution is Jesus. And so this is why we do this, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to a hurting and confused world. Would you help us do this? These videos are made possible because of our Patreon members. Patreon members are people who support us on a monthly basis that allow these videos to be produced on a regular basis. So we are in need of support. If you would help us out and to join us in this mission, we'd be very grateful. I'll put a link in the description at the end of this video. And if you're watching this on mobile, it'll be right here. It'll also be in the Facebook groups. So thank you for that consideration. So today we look at the sorrow of
the second sorrow, which is actually the flight into Egypt. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." The very first thing that I thought of, how much of a burden this must have been on their heart to know that, one, somebody is seeking to destroy their child. That is a heavy burden. The second thing that I thought of for Mary was when all of these other babies were being killed because Herod was out seeking her child, how much that must have weighed upon Mary's heart, knowing that all these other mothers were suffering because their child had just been sacrificed. And one thing that I like to think of, you know, when we think of the Holy Innocents, those babies that were all killed, they, in some ways, were the first martyrs. Some people like to call them the first martyrs because they had to give up their lives for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I often think about Mary and what, if I was her, what would I be thinking of during this time? Because an angel has just recently appeared to me about 9 months ago, a little bit more, and said that I was going to be a mother and going to be, and my child was going to be a king and his kingdom would have no end. And then what happens? Well, I probably would be a little bit disappointed because then we go to Bethlehem. We have to get up on a donkey and go to Bethlehem where there's a census and he's born in not a house, but in a manger. You know, if I was Mary, I'd probably expect a palace because my son is going to be royalty, but no, he gets a manger. And then they're warned about Jesus's life being threatened, so they have to flee in the middle of the night and they get up onto a donkey. Now, if I was Mary, I would think, well, I'm going to be the mother of this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I deserve better. I think I should get a horse-drawn carriage, but all I get is a donkey. Have you ever got donkeys in life when you're expecting horse-drawn carriages? Have you ever got the manger instead of, you know, the palace? You know, I think when Janelle thought she was marrying me, she was getting a stallion, but all she got was an ass. sometimes disappointment lies between what we want and what we got. And faith fills that gap. And this is what Mary does, because there's no indication ever in Mary's life where she was disappointed in what God gave her. She sorrowed, but she did not grumble. oftentimes I'm in sorrow and I grumble. But faith is the ability to receive everything from the providential hand of God. Mm-hmm. And this is how Mary responds to her sorrow in this time.
And we were actually talking about this a little bit before, and we thought, you know, how much time it takes for us to prepare to go anywhere with our children. And Mary had no time to prepare. She had to just get up and go and flee.
In the middle of the night, there was no prep. There was no packing lunch. There's no getting snacks. Forget about the fishy crackers for Jesus. It was in the middle of the night and they fled to Egypt. St. Alphonsus Liguori said that spiritual writers say that was about a 300-mile journey. So approximately, in his mind, at least 30 days. In my mind, maybe it was 33. In any case, it was a long time. And St. Bonaventure describes the road they traveled as unknown and rough. It was also in winter, so their rainy season, perhaps it even snowed. So this was no picnic. This was not a holiday to Egypt in the middle of the pyramids. This was abandoning every worldly comfort they had. Joseph's business is left behind. They just get up on that donkey and ride in the terror of that night, leaving everything. There was no time to call back and say, I'll see you later, Elizabeth, in a little while. I mean, what happened to the relationships they had with their families, the extended families? All of a sudden, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, they disappear off of the face of the earth. How do you get a message back to people? Where did Mary and Jesus and Joseph sleep on this road? Mm-hmm. What did they eat? What provisions did they have? These were the sorrows and challenges of Our Lady. And then consider how long were they away from their homeland. St. Thomas Aquinas says they were gone about 7 years. When God gives the dream to Joseph, he just says, go to Egypt. He gives a direction, but he does not give an address. Like, where? Egypt's a big place. Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt God prompting on your heart to do something, but you don't have the full picture? Again, this is the Holy Family's experience. God doesn't give every single detail ahead of time. Mm-hmm. If that was the case, we would have no need of faith. And it is by faith that we please God. So we came across a special blessed. Her name?
Blessed Veronica de Benasco.
Mm-hmm. And she was asked for the grace to accompany Mary on the flight from Egypt. And Our Lady then said to her,
Daughter, you have seen with how much difficulty we have reached this country. Now learn that no one receives graces without sufferings.
So you see, my friends, we all have to suffer. But how we suffer is our choice. We can suffer in anger and bitterness and reject the crosses that God gives us, or we can be faithful to Jesus' words and pick up our cross daily and follow him as Our Lady did. In this case, then our crosses have eternal meaning and they can win great grace for the world. In fact, they can be redemptive when they are united to the redemptive suffering of Jesus. Venerable Sister Joanna of Jesus and Mary was meditating upon this scripture that we're going through today. And in her meditation, she heard men converging upon the infant Jesus. And then a beautiful child appeared to her and said,
O my Joanna, help me, rescue me. I am Jesus of Nazareth. I am flying from sinners who wish to kill me and persecute me as Herod did. Do save me.
So in one sense, we continue to persecute Jesus by our disobedience and rejection of grace. And so today, let us turn from our sin. Let us give Jesus our disappointment, and let us pray for those who have turned from Christ as well. Our Lady of Sorrows,
pray for us.